Welcome to Radio Up, everybody. Today's topic is looking back at 2022 and looking forward to 2023. James, how was last year?
Last year, everything was hunky-dory. It was a good year. And the effects of COVID seemed to be well underway. And Canada came out from under the clouds. So I'm quite proud of everybody. And I'm glad to be part of the survivors. And that brings us to the future. I'm just wondering, is it going to fluctuate with the Kraken sickness or whatever? Because we still have our checklist at the beginning that we have to fill out. And we're still wearing masks. So it's definitely still there. It's not gone. Anyways, I'm a little worried about that. Lena, how do you sit with the year 2022 and the year 2023?
Okay, well, 2022 was generally a good year for me, though I did have some bumps along the way, and I had to deal with those. It took some time, but things got better, and now everything's wonderful. And I am looking forward definitely to 2023 because my grandchild and his mother and I have made a deal that I'll go and visit them once a month because they're in Toronto and I'm here. And then the odd time they will come as a family to Montreal. So it makes me very happy. So Alice, how about you? How do you feel about 2022 and looking forward to 2023?
Well, I feel like 2022 is kind of like a confusing year for everybody for obvious reasons. But I feel like 2023, I can really get involved with the clubhouse and kind of make it a good year after the pandemic. So, Heidi, how was 2022 and what are you looking forward to in 2023?
My year 2022 was a good year. But I did miss going to Switzerland to visit with my family. And end of October, I had COVID. And I'm thankful to say that it was only 2 days that I had a sore throat. And afterwards, I had no after effects. So I'm really happy about that. I'm looking forward to that everything with my moving is going to be okay. Now, Michael, how did you find 2022 and looking forward to 2023?
Well, in 2022, well, actually the end of 2021, I started a new job. And I'm a concierge at a big apartment building. And it's a good job, but because of my hours, I'm kind of stuck in the building all the time. So 2022 changed from 2021. I used to go out a lot in the park in the summertime, and I did a lot of activities and rode my bike a lot. But in 2022, I didn't have that freedom because of my job to do a lot of activities, and I wound up getting into a big depression at the end of the year, and to the point where I actually had to check myself into the psych ward for a couple of weeks to just get out of the depression, change my medication, and get myself into a different headspace. And now I'm looking forward to 2023. Even though it's still a lot of the same, you know, things that I'm going to be dealing with because of my job, I don't have a lot of free social time. I'm trying to by being here at Uphouse. This is my first group and my first meeting, and I'm trying to participate in more activities, social, so I won't get that lonely feeling and have the same, you know, slow ending to 2022 that I had. And I hope that 2023 is going to be a lot better for me. And that's all I've got to say.
I said earlier that I had bumps along the way, and they were basically depressions that I had to deal with over the year. But all in all, I feel very happy about how things went and are going to go, because I feel very positive about the work I did and my recovery and all the rest of it. So yeah, it's looking good.
I forgot to talk about my grandchildren. That's one of the most positive thing that has come since, let's see now, August 24, 2020. Anyways, these kids are learning so fast and they're going a mile a minute and they're really amazing kids to watch. And I don't get to see them as much as I'd like, but it's a beautiful thing. Thank you.
I'm basically on the same topic as James was in terms of children. And what I find absolutely magnificent and inspiring in a way is the fact that you can learn a lot from children, essentially, if you listen and participate with them or whatever. So I got a really good taste of that last weekend when my grandchild and his mother were there with me. I just find it exceedingly interesting. When I see kids, I just watch and learn.
So I just wanted to say that I think it's pretty cool that all the members get to share the clubhouse for 2023 and kind of evolve into the year and throughout it as a team, as a group. I think it gives us a good chance for success as a if we all work together.
Well, that's it, folks. Thank you for listening to Radio Up. Till next time.